The last time I was here was 6 weeks ago. Right after Punxsutawney Phil, the groundhog, predicted an early spring. So what do you think? Was the groundhog correct? I also told you about the Minnesota's dark, cold winters. During those months, people seem to almost disappear. They stay indoors to avoid the weather. Then they all suddenly reappear at the first sign of the sun and spring-like weather. People can be seen in parks, walking, picnicking, laughing, smiling, a reawakening. Exhilaration is in the air. One of the first signs of spring in Minnesota is mud and black snow. Then, tiny blades of green peek out from the endless brown lawns, resurfacing what was once dead and buried. I was curious about when bears come out of hibernation. And I learned that in Tennessee, the black bears do not enter hibernation. Instead, they enter a lighter dormancy or torpor. I also enter that state in winter. Torpor is a state of physical or mental inactivity, lethargy. I notice my torpor most when I begin to leave it. I feel my mood lifting, and my body feels more movable and less tight. I become interested and excited about new projects, much to the chagrin of my spouse. These signs, leaving the torpor, indicate to me that spring is on its way. What signs have you observed in yourself or even around you that indicate to you that spring is arriving? Just shout them out.
Birds.
Yes.
Tulips, red buds.
Yes.
Sleepy.
Yeah. Daylight savings time.
Allergies.
Yes. Tornadoes. The weather is finicky and unpredictable. Tornado season begins, severe thunderstorms, and even snowstorms in parts of the country, along with beautiful, warm, sunny, glowing days. I think the atmospheric weather patterns also reflect people's internal weather in spring. We are finicky, unpredictable, daring and terrified, morose and cheerful, combative and friendly. March is an exhilarating month as everything reawakens and is also a messy and turbulent month. We are ending winter and beginning spring. We leave the darkness of winter behind as light returns, which is not always a smooth transition. For example, March 2020, the isolation many experienced in winter continued as states began implementing shutdowns to reduce the spread of coronavirus. The shutdowns left everyone feeling confused and anxious in a month which regularly leaves us bewildered. There have been many years in which significant changes occurred in my personal life in March. Changes that were terrifying and exciting at the same time. Historically, March has been a turbulent month. In Roman times, March was the first month of the year. Military campaigns resumed that month after a winter break. Appropriately, I think, the month was named after Mars, the Roman god of war. Mid-March became ominously known due to Shakespeare's famous quote, "Beware the Ides of March." On the lunar calendar, the Ides, the 15th of the month, was a reference point for other times in the month. And Shakespeare's Warning referenced Julius Caesar's assassination on March 15th. Starting the year in March makes good sense to me. Winter shouldn't be spread across two calendar years. Rather than starting in the coldest month of the year, let's start with spring, when the world comes alive. In addition to its turbulence, March is also a month of celebration. The equinox, the first day of spring, has historically been a time of beginnings and celebrations. On this day, the day and night are of equal length. And this year, the equinox arrives on Tuesday. Ostara celebrates the spring equinox with themes of balance, renewal, and rebirth. Quote, Ostara's symbols, eggs, hares, and flowers, serve as reminders of the eternal cycle of life, death, and rebirth, inspiring us to embrace change, growth, and transformation, unquote. There are many widely known and celebrated holidays, such as today, St. Patrick's Day, Ostara, Easter, Pi Day. There's also a wide array of lesser known celebratory days, such as National Puppy Day, Cuddly Kitten Day, National Napping Day. At least one, and sometimes many more holidays and observances occur on every day in the month of March, according to an article in today.com. Today's observances or reason for celebration are National Corned Beef and Cabbage Day, National Preschool Teacher Day, and St. Patrick's Day. Are there any preschool teachers? Any primary school teachers? I thought surely there was one here. Play is an excellent way to awaken the spirit after darkness. In play, there's nothing to achieve, no outcome to measure, to-do list to check off, no goal other than enjoyment. Play can take many shapes. It's entirely up to you what you consider play. Last Saturday, I joined 9 other women for an afternoon tea. I mistakenly thought we were simply going to drink tea. It was so much more. The table was beautifully set with a variety of china pieces, several things many of us had never used before. We enjoyed potato leek soup in delicate cups, 4 types of finger sandwiches, 6 types of scones, a wide array of mini sweets, and then cake for dessert. We also had hot tea. The host had offered the event at the annual church service auction. She had collected china for decades, and sharing afternoon teas with others is a form of play for her. We all enjoyed playing along. We laughed, chatted, and pondered what might have been discussed in a proper English afternoon tea. As a kid, I thought it was so cool that people of Irish descent could have a festival and dress in green on St. Patrick's Day. I wanted to be a part of that, especially the part about capturing a leprechaun and finding hidden treasure. Through the magical technology of ancestry DNA, I found out that 7% of my ancestry is from Ireland. So now I can legitimately participate. So just a moment. Yeah. that one too. Yeah, and this. Yeah, okay, I am set. People in Ireland have observed this Roman Catholic feast day honoring the patron saint of Ireland since the 9th or 10th century. The date of March 17th was chosen because it was believed to be St. Patrick's death date. The first parade was held not in Ireland, but in the United States. In 1601, in a Spanish colony in what is now St. Augustine, Florida. Over the 1500 years since his death, many myths, legends, tales, and traditions have developed around St. Patrick, and they have commingled with other myths and fables. I was disappointed to learn that one of my favorite stories was untrue. St. Patrick was not responsible for driving snakes out of Ireland because Ireland is an island that has never had snakes. As for the shamrock, legend has it that St. Patrick explained the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, using the three leaves of a native Irish clover, the shamrock. And the four-leaf clover is just good luck. It doesn't necessarily relate to St. Patrick at all. The lore surrounding the existence of supernatural beings, such as fairies, has a long and deep history in Ireland. Those fairies are more sinister than those we think of today as playful sprites. Given how embedded fairies are in English culture, it's not surprising that they made their way into St. Patrick's Day celebrations. As a kid, I understood that green was worn to signify Irish descent. Arriving in Tennessee, I was shocked when I was told I'd be pinched if I didn't wear green. I hadn't ever heard of that. It turns out that the leprechaun is a solitary fairy and trickster who loves to create mischief. They are guardians of hidden treasure and commonly hide their gold at the end of a rainbow. Leprechauns love to pinch everyone. However, those who wear green become invisible to the leprechauns and therefore avoid being pinched. And if you haven't noticed, there is a leprechaun here, so watch out for him. Years ago, a beautiful, vibrant rainbow appeared in the countryside on a warm afternoon. Dave and I decided to go on an adventure to see if we could find the end of the rainbow, just for fun. We thought it impossible to reach the end of a rainbow, and though we could certainly use it, we didn't expect to find a pot of gold. What we did find was spectacular. There is, in fact, an end or a beginning of a rainbow where the colors begin. We drove right through them, dazzled by the changing and dancing light. To think all that we had missed not exploring or engaging with the fairies all these years. Play is a powerful way to engage the spirit, to awaken to the beauty that surrounds us. Whether fairies exist or not is irrelevant to play. I enjoy imagining gnomes playing in my garden, or fairies moving things in the house, or the playful trickster Puck in A Midsummer Night's Dream. On a recent walk, we encountered a group of fairies in a tree cavity. The scene tickled me, and I'm thankful for whoever offered this little hidden pleasure to others. Just as St. Patrick's Day has morphed and changed over its hundreds of years of existence, so has Easter. Both have significance as religious observances for Catholics and Protestants. St. Patrick's Day developed from a religious observance into a popular secular tradition. On the other hand, Easter developed elsewhere and then was drawn into Christianity. Both St. Patrick's and Easter are ripe with opportunities for respectful play. Spring and the month of March are appropriate metaphors for the Christian Easter story, which involves the death and resurrection of Jesus combined with the celebration of Ostara. March is a month of commingling, history and mythology, endings and beginnings, pain and pleasure, old and new into something glorious. It is a perfect month for play. And there's something to celebrate every day this month, something to celebrate in your personal life or nationally. One of tomorrow's observances is National Awkward Moments Day. As the website says, everyone has these moments. They just happen. Or you bring them about yourself. There are several suggestions for observing the day, including find the ability to laugh at yourself, see the humor in awkward moments, and have fun with them. Relive old awkward moments by telling stories about them. Laugh over them and enjoy the memory. Help someone else to recover from an awkward moment. The humor in these moments shows just how human we can be. Engage with the fairies. Perhaps there's a leprechaun in your life who is too fiercely guarding the treasure of your spirit, of hope, love, and joy. Ask them to loosen up. Invite the fairies into a time of play. Allow space for yourself to thaw from winter. Enjoy nature's renewal. Observe your own emergence. Create a safe and welcoming space for your spirit to come alive again. Amen.